This recording, Jalisco 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near to Duke Street Tower. That area was much needed for her and more for her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the ghost's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bat the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the bad diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I remember one time when my mom gave me money to buy a piece of cheese, and I went to the store, and one man goes and go there and leave the bread for, because the owner of the store buy the bread to sell the people. So I saw the bread and it looks really good. So I was thinking I'm gonna buy the bread and instead the cheese for me, because I was really hungry. And I buy 4 pieces of bread, and I went back to the wall, and I finished all the bread, the 4 breads, and I didn't buy the cheese. And when I was full, I tried to go back home, but I was worried because I didn't have the money and I didn't have the cheese, only my bread in my stomach. And then I was thinking, and then I went home and I told my mom that I lost the money. But she looks my mouth with sugar all around. She knew that I was lying to her.
No es preciso, hijo mío, saber mucho para agradar mucho. Basta que me ames con fervor. Háblame pues aquí sencillamente como lo harías al más íntimo de tus amigos. como hablarías a tu madre, a tu hermano. ¿Necesitas hacerme en favor de alguien una súplica cualquiera? Dime su nombre, bien sea el de tus padres, bien el de tus hermanos o amigos.